Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, it is Wednesday, July 20th, 2016. Hope you're having an amazing day. Hey, we're going to keep it real. Not that we don't on every podcast. I guess that's a great, not such a great way of framing it, but I don't know, a little bit more sobering today without being depressing. I got a challenge for you. It's called the coffee. Grab a coffee vow. It's the coffee vow, even if you don't drink coffee, okay? Let me frame what the heck I'm even talking about. First of all, welcome to all the new listeners. Yes, I get your tweets at Sam Crowley. Yes, I receive your emails. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate all of you. I launched this Every Day Saturday podcast 10 years ago this summer with absolutely zero support. Nobody supported me. Everybody ran for the hills. I quit my job. I went for my dream. Everybody thought I was crazy. And look, still going strong. The brand is still out there. The podcast is the number one motivational podcast on the planet, and I'm just bragging. I'm just going to brag. And, oh, I got five more seconds of shameless request for you. Leave a five-star rating on iTunes, would you? And leave a nice review. It helps other people find the show. Go ahead. Won't hurt. It won't hurt. Heck, you can even hit pause and do it. Leave a five-star review. I'd appreciate it. Fans appreciate it. And people who have never even listened to this show yet will appreciate it. Saturday, okay, a few days ago, I'm mowing the lawn. And Angela comes out, my wife comes out, and she's crying. And I'm like, what's going on? She said, Julie Mottry's dead. And Julie Mottry is a friend of ours, her and her husband Ray. We've known him for 15 years. Madeline, who's my 15-year-old daughter, went to Gymboree, had play dates with Hayden Mottry, who's her age, Julie and Ray's son. So it hit us like a ton of bricks, man. I mean, she's 45 years old, and now she leaves behind her two beautiful boys, her husband, Ray, and a lot of people that love her, you know? And so fast forward to last night, and I went into the viewing, into the wake, and where the person is laid out there in the coffin, you can see them and pray over them and, you know, give your condolences personally to the family. Angela stayed in our car with our baby, Susan. We pretty much have to travel with our baby all the time because we don't have any kind of nursing. Nobody can really watch her, so when we go out, Angela and I, we take Susan with us. So Angela was staying behind in the back seat. And truth be told, she couldn't go in and see her friend in that coffin anyway. Angela's a very, very spiritual person. Is very connected to her God and Father Almighty. And, you know, this is a person who I know does not need to enter a church ever and is more spiritual than anybody, any pastor I've ever met. I mean, anybody. The girl just is an amazing person. So anyway, she stayed behind in the back seat, and when I came out, well, first of all, when I saw Ray, Julie's husband there, I just, you know, almost broke down, kind of did, you know, my tears were welling up in the eyes because I see Julie, his wife, lying next to us as we're standing up having a conversation there, and I just told him, man, I'm just so sorry. He goes, you know, isn't it funny? We live so close to each other here in Loveland, yet we never see each other, and Julie was just talking about grabbing a cup of coffee with Angela and catching up about your baby Susan, and you know, none of that's going to happen now. I'm like, dude, that is just so wrong on so many levels. And I remember when we brought Susan home from the hospital, and not that I'm trying to make this story about us and our journey, but if you've ever been through adversity, has there ever been a time where you've gone through some serious adversity, a death in the family? Maybe it was a spouse, a parent, some sort of family member, somebody very, very close to you. And people rise up in a crisis, don't they? They rise up. We love drama. I mean, we have a need for drama. And then when kind of the drama dust settles and there's nothing else left to really give us that high, we move on to the next drama. And the people who were actually afflicted by it, the family who suffered that death, that loss, that adversity that they were going through, they're still, they got to live life, man. You know, it's funny. They're still going on with their life. And Angela, I've been talking the last few days. It's like, shame on us. You know, because Angela is tortured by Julie has been sending her Facebook messages and they've been communicating back and forth. We got to grab coffee. We got to grab coffee. We got to grab. Well, you know what? She's not here anymore. So there's no chance to ever grab a cup of coffee with her friend Julie anymore. Has that ever happened to you? Somebody left and somebody died and there's no more tomorrows, man. You can't get it back. And so when I was talking to Ray last night, I'm like, dude, look, that stops tomorrow. I'm going to let this, you know, you're going to be loved. There's a whole line of people. I mean, it was from, the viewing was from 5 to 8 at night. I got there right at 5 o'clock. And I can tell you there's a line of people around the door, around the corner to pay their respects to Ray and Julie. And so I said, when all this goes away, I'm there. I'm there for your sons, whatever you need, man. We're definitely, you and I are going to grab coffee, that much I know. And it was all I could do to make myself, make my way out of the funeral home last night, get to the car, and I kind of broke down. And Angela was sobbing so hard because I just shared with her the experience with Ray. And it all kind of hit her that we had to drive around for an extra 30 minutes in our car, just driving around town. We couldn't go home because we didn't want our kids to see us all, you know, all broken up. And so I woke up this morning with just this incredible passion to share this experience with you, to encourage you to go grab a coffee with somebody. It's not about the coffee. All right. Have a tea, have a water, soda, whatever it is that you drink. Go grab a memory. How's that? Go grab a memory with somebody. But I'm calling it the coffee vow. I put it out there on my Facebook page and had a lot of people saying, I'm in, man, I'm in. Would you do that? Would you reach out to somebody who you haven't probably talked to in a while? Maybe you got to mend a fence or two. You know, maybe somebody you had a falling out with, and who's going to be the bigger person? Seriously, man, we're all going to be dead. None of this stuff matters. You know that. You know it. But yet we don't do anything about it. You know, somebody who you had a falling out. I know I got both hands in the air, man. Guilty as freaking charged, okay? But here in my community, it's funny. I joke about this on stage. I say, I don't have any friends. You know, all my friends are on the internet. And it's basically true. I live in an 18-home cul-de-sac here about 30 miles north of the city, and 17 of the people that live here either are retired or corporate slaves. I don't see them. Either they're 80 years old or they don't get home till late at night, and I've already cooked out on the grill at 3 in the afternoon. I got nothing in common with these people, you know? But I need to go make some friends. My commitment is every week I'm going to grab somebody. Either I'm going to go bring them a gift card to Walmart, Olive Garden, something like that to help them out, find somebody who really needs locally, you know, some ministering to, or a Dunkin' Donuts or a coffee or something. Go grab coffee, have a conversation. What's up? Say what's up, man. Not to go tell them about how great my life is or download my problems on them, but to listen. Because let me tell you, I remember when Susan came home from the hospital and all the people that showed up and brought meals and all that. Let me tell you how quickly that goes away, okay? Let me tell you how quickly you're left alone with no help. Nobody comes by anymore. And the thing that really pisses me off is when I'll see somebody in the grocery store and I say, oh, tell Angela I said hello and I haven't been able to come by, but I'm following Susan's journey on Facebook. She looks great. I'm like, seriously? You're going to go to the Facebook card? Like, that's what you call connecting with somebody? I can't come. And by the way, you had to drive by our house to get to the grocery store. Okay. You could have stopped by and said hello, let Angela know you're thinking face to face. There's just so much more that goes into it when you actually show the effort. And you don't need to bring anything. Matter of fact, we don't even want anything. How about just saying, hey, instead of I'm following the journey, I'm too busy, BS, you're busy. I'm calling BS on you because I say the same crap to people. Oh, been busy. Are you kidding me? There's 24 hours in the day, 168 hours in the week. I can't find an hour. I can't find 10 minutes, you know? To go say to somebody, hey, let's go grab coffee. What do you? It's just, it's not a priority to you. Making somebody else's life better, it's not a priority. You're so freaking self-absorbed, Sam Crowley, that you can't even make time for somebody else. Why don't you go mow their lawn? Why don't you move a desk from one room to another for them? Why don't you, you know, just bring something to them. Help them out. Do something. I've got great health. I got a sharp mind. I've got a car. I can get to somebody's house. I'm going to do it. Are you going to take the grab a coffee vow? Are you going to call somebody up and say, hey, let's go grab coffee? Or are you going to continue to sit in your little silo, like I talked about in the last show, operating just in your own little zone, you know? Oh, what's everybody done for me? No one's going to do anything for me. Bull crap, man. You got all you need and more. You got all you deserve. Could you have more? Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I guess we all could. What about the person who doesn't even have as much as you have? What about the person who lost a family member a year ago and they sit looking out their window aimlessly like a fish in a fishbowl, wondering if they'll ever have a connection with anybody again? Because that part of their life now has been disconnected. It's been cut out. Today, Julie got buried at Gate of Heaven Cemetery here. And it's over. It's done. Now her sons move on. Her dad, her husband's supposed to move on, I guess. Her parents are supposed to move on. Her sisters who I met, her brother who I met last night. Everyone's supposed to just move on. You got to get the mortgage paid still. Ray's got to get back to work. Kids are getting back to school next month. Everybody's going to move on. But you know who's not going to move on? Me. My wife and I are committed to stand with Ray. Whatever you need, man. Ray Mottry, whatever you need. Whether you need just to grab a cup of coffee, you need just an ear to bend, you need somebody to just listen to you, watch, listen as you cry, and just let it all out, man, I'm there for you without any judgment whatsoever. Whatever you need. And that goes for you too. Whatever you need. Hook up with somebody, man. You know, let somebody know, hey, I need some help. Be vulnerable. Say, hey, I need your help. You want to grab a coffee? And don't do it, you know, just because, hey, Sam said, oh, let's grab a coffee with Sam. No, it ain't like that, man. I mean people who really need to be ministered to. I'm there for you. Are you going to be there for somebody? Or are you going to be selfish? You're going to live in your silo and just never do it? Because let me tell you something. That person you think is always going to be there, oh, I'll do it next week. They'll be there. No. You're going to get the call one day. They're not there anymore. Or you're not going to be there anymore. Either way. Because none of us get out of this thing alive. Why don't you do it now? When's the best time? Now. Now. To reconnect with individuals. Re-engage. Don't send a text message. Don't send them a Facebook message. That's so weak when you live in the same community. If there's a word worse than weak, that's what you are for doing that. Stop by. The hell does it hurt to knock on the door and say hi to someone? What are you afraid of? Engaging on a real level with somebody that you haven't seen in a while? Go ahead, do it. I'm going to do it. You in? Hit me up on Twitter. Let me know, at Sam Crowley. If you're in, come on, man. Take the Grab a Coffee Challenge. And I'll see you tomorrow on the Everyday Saturday Podcast. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Everyday is Saturday Podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Everyday is Saturday.